like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Who Is call on the 14th of May, 2012. On the call today, we have Sunjay Sukumaran, Wolf Nabigala, and Michael Young. From staff, we have Billy Cobb and myself, Matthew Peregrine. And we have an apology from Steve Metallic. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
All right. So, Barry, I guess I'll just do a little intro, and then we'll go through the agenda, if that's okay. We are a little off schedule here, and I apologize. It's really my fault. I had some health issues around the family and stuff I was actually dealing with, they have since resolved themselves, so no worries. But it was, derailed me a bit for a number of days between illness and myself and some other family members. So I got the 9.2 turned around to Barry on Friday morning, which puts us back and behind. At the same time, I gave it to Wilson, and that's been distributed to the list this morning, actually. So for everyone else, should they have any additional comments. However, I think the changes were all just in line with the last review that we did do. Barry, do you want to walk through the agenda? I would just say that maybe, though, agenda item number 3 may not be required for a full walkthrough since we just distributed it to the list, and I think we were supposed to respond to 9.2 version on the list anyways.
Okay, great. I'll take over for the action items. First action item is with respect to the webinar roadshow. I'm working with Liz to get those scheduled. As soon as I understand more about the logistics of getting those set up, I'll send out a list to you and Don so that we can try to agree on a date that works for everyone. But that should be fairly easy to get set up. And then I imagine on the side we'll probably want to map out a rough agenda of what's going to occur in that webinar. Don sent an email this morning saying that he couldn't attend today given a doctor visit, but he'd like to try to hook up later in the week to catch up. Second and third agenda items or action items were just to complete version 9.1 and 9.2, which have been done, and then the fourth one, which is to pass over version 9.2 to Wilson to load into the survey tool. Our original date for action item 5 was 7 May, and we probably just need to understand how long that will take Wilson to import into the tool. I suspect it's probably a rather daunting task to get everything over in there, and we'll just need to understand a close date so that we can readjust the rest of our milestone schedule. And then action item number 6 is just basically once we have it loaded into the tool, we'll send out a communication to our beta test pool for them to take the survey, and then we can receive their feedback and move forward with submitting the latest draft to the council and public comment. And lastly, just close with respect to public comment period, I have the draft paperwork completed for that comment period, and basically all we need to do is once we understand what date we'll adjust, then I can forward that over to the ICANN IT team to get loaded up onto the ICANN.org site and get it officially open. So that's all I have.
Okay. Barry, why don't we go ahead and look at the dates right now and talk these through. I think basically they're fairly dependent on one another in a serial fashion. So potentially we probably should shift. We're about a week and a half off, so do we want to shift everything a week and a half forward for the subsequent dates?
Most likely, I would like to ask Wilson to respond how long he thinks it'll take for him to load the survey into the tool. And then from there, we can, as you mentioned, serialize the dates out.
Okay, so why don't we give some liberty for that? I mean, it's not ideal that we shift a week and a half forward, but I don't think it breaks anything we were intending to do. So if we can just, I guess we really don't need to solve for that right this second. If you can, once you get that response back from Wilson, if you want to reach out to me, we'll go over the dates and post the revised target dates to the list to make sure everybody's, see if anyone has any issues with that.
And Wilson is on the call.
Yeah, this is Wilson.
Hi, Wilson.
This is Wilson. Hi. I will have the survey tool ready by the end of this week. So on Thursday, I will send out an email with a link to the tool. Then perhaps by the weekend, if you have any comments, you can make comments and shall implement them. So I'm very hopeful at the end of this week we shall have the tool ready for taking action. And I'll have implemented all the questions here.
So this is Barry. If I understand that correctly, you're targeting 18th of May?
Yes, 18th of May. I'm targeting 18th of May, but on Thursday 17th, I'll send you the link so that you can review in time to meet the deadline.
So, Wilson, if we parallelize the work a little bit this week, so we're posted 9.2 to the list now. If you can go ahead and work 9.2 into the survey tool, and if anyone's got any, you know, real, really serious adjustments that we decide we need to make, we can just feed those incrementally to you between now and the end of the week. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's very fine with me.
Okay, perfect. So we're not doing too badly, Barry, then, I guess, because that allows us to really be back on track by Saturday. And I'm a little more concerned, actually, with whether or not we'll have the webinar material ready in as early as we'd like it to be. So we need to get feedback from Dawn.
Absolutely, and I'll set up a session maybe for Wednesday or Thursday. I'll send out a doodle for the three of us so that we can square up on that. I think correct me if I'm wrong, but most of the webinar will be not necessarily running through every question of the tool, but certainly isn't that going to be the biggest content part of the webinar?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. We give some sample questions, but I think what we do is maybe just roll through the, you know, how we have the questions divided up in sections. We might in the webinar just take time to describe each section, each theme of the questions, rather than, you know, try and run people through each question. I mean, that's what they're taking the survey for. They're reading through it and they're posting their public comments on, right? So, I think, Barry, what we should do here is if let's get a meeting with Don in the next day or two. If we can't, then let's ask Don if he can, you know, have a draft of a suitable presentation for the end of the week. If he can't, then I'm willing this week to pick up that slack, and I don't know if you'd have any time to help, Barry, but if we can, I think I'd really like to see if we can't match Wilson's due date in terms of getting the presentation done for the webinar.
Okay, taking that down as an action. So with the new dates, I have loading the survey questions into the tool on the 18th of May. As soon as Wilson sends that link out, we can communicate out to our test control group and give them about 5 business days to complete it. So that'll put us to the 25th of May. And I'm not sure, do we want to try to have a session to review some of their feedback before we move forward with the webinar and those kinds of things and submitting it to the GNSO Council, or just kind of park it for the moment and take in their considerations when we reconvene after the public comment period?
No, I think May 25th, what day of the week does that land on? I think that lines up anyways with, yeah, so why don't we plan a meeting then? It's here. We're the 14th now, so we would have a regular meeting on the 28th if we kept to our two-week schedule, right?
Correct.
So why don't we do that? Because it's an opportunity to try and, Wilson, if we close the survey tool off to the internal users on the Friday, is it possible for you by Monday to output some reports from the survey tool that we could look at together as a group on the Monday?
Yes, it will be possible for me to give the results immediately. But just on a personal note, I think 5 days are a bit too ambitious for respondents to respond all the questions, unless they really dedicate a lot of time. But considering the size of the survey, I think 5 days is too ambitious. They may not have confidence. But on my part, I will be able to give the results immediately. And even where they are completing the survey, I'll be able to update you on how the responses are going.
You know what, Wilson, I agree with you. It is ambitious. So what if we did this? What if we open it and just leave it open? And Barry, Wilson, what we look at on the Monday is we take a look at what we've got so far. So, you know, if we've invited 25 volunteers to look at it and only 8 of them have done it by that point, we'll look at what we've got so far to get a sense of what we're receiving.
Okay.
And we can leave... We can leave it open, you know, and go ahead with the webinars and leave it open for a few weeks, right? Because that information is still another source for us to learn from, and it can go right into the public comment period, right, for our volunteers.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's fine. And another suggestion I would want is that if you can please send me all the email addresses of the test group so that I can be the one to send them an invitation. I can send them the invitation to the school itself, and I'll be able to monitor whether they've logged in or send them reminders or how far they've gone with the survey tool. I can do that within the tool itself. So if you can send me the email addresses, I'll be able to create personalized invitations for them.
And Wilson, this is Barry. As long as you send the link out, I can take care of emailing out the invitation for our control group to take the test and put the appropriate language around how long it'll be open, and you know, and hoping to receive feedback by the 28th and those kinds of things.
Barry, can you put down Greg Aaron as well, please?
Okay,
volunteer.
Okay, I've got him added.
Yeah. And I'm going to reach out to see if I can't get Kathy Kleiman and a couple of other folks as well that have been, you know, contributing and volunteering a lot around the Who Is issues and aren't necessarily technical, because it'd be nice. I see that we've got a fairly good group of people with technical backgrounds on the list so far, but we'd like to hear from some less technical people that want to take a shot at doing the survey.
Hey, Mike, this is Susan. If you're looking for some other non-technical people, I can get some more. I was looking more on the technical side, but we want just general users as well, their perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. People that, Susan, I think what we'd like to is target people that might be consumers of Who Is, users of Who Is information, but not necessarily technical, right?
Okay. Let me broaden my reach.
Really appreciate it. Be great. I managed to find 2 relatively technical / business savvy and one that's more policy and practice on abuse with Greg, although he's no slouch technically either. So I'd really love to get, you know, a few folks that are more on the been focused on the WHO's functionality more from the, you know, the policy side and so forth, and struggled with it, with those issues, to see what they think of the proposed functionality.
And Michael, this is Barry. Centra just gave us three more persons as well, so we're at 16 now.
Awesome. That's great. Okay. So yeah, I think we get up to, if we can actually get 25 some odd people to log in and do the survey, I that's a fairly good sampling, I think.
Hi, Michael. This is Cintra.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not connected. So,
so Barry, I think that. Sorry, Cintra, what did you say?
I'm just wondering, I'll also send a message out to at large in general to ask if there are any volunteers, because at large tends to have a lot of users and that kind of thing, so they would not be technical in nature.
Well, I don't want to confuse doing general broadcast for this. I don't want to confuse people thinking we've opened up the entire survey and ask everyone to jump in, right? Because then that, we might as well do the survey. If you, I think it's better for all of us to target people that will actually make the effort to provide us with extra commentary.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
Yeah. And Wilson, if I remember correctly, what we were going to do for this version, this draft version of the survey, is on every question we were going to add a text box that said something like, you know, beta user comments or something like that, so that they can put in their thoughts on each question.
Please repeat that. Yeah.
Sorry, Wilson?
I beg your pardon.
Wilson, sorry, I can't really...
Can you please repeat?
Oh,
can you
I was saying...
Can you please repeat?
Sure. So what we'd like to do on the draft version of the survey, where we have our small group of volunteers to go through and comment on it, our targeted group of volunteers, and put in some... If they...
I haven't heard. I think the line is a bit is breaking, but we won't be able to have the volunteers comment on each and every question, but we can have them give their comments maybe at the end of the survey.
Michael, are you still on the line? Michael dropped from the phone. Give him a minute. I'm sure he'll rejoin.
Hello, Michael, are you on the line?
Hi, Wilson. You're coming in just fine. It was Michael that dropped off. He'll be back on.
Okay. Okay, I think it was his network problem, not mine. Okay. I will wait for him when he's back.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Okay. What, if I remember correctly, what he was saying is that the respondent can give comments on each and every question. Am I right on that one?
Yes, that's what...
Hey, it's Michael. I'm back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but we cannot have the respondent give comments on each and every question. There will be too many things filling, but they can give comments at the end of the survey, perhaps.
So, I think I'm back online on my internet as well, but I dialed in my cell. Wilson, do you think it's, I think then fine, what we should do is maybe just add a big text comment box at the end of the survey and ask people to put notes in. Maybe that's a fair way to do it because if a question really was highly problematic, it'll stick in their head. If they're just nitpicking,
That's more feasible, or we can have the big comment box at the end of each section.
That's good. So, yeah, okay, let's do a comment box for each section.
Yeah.
Okay. Is everyone okay with that? Okay, no hearing any complaints. So, all right, so that's a plan. So if you can do that, Wilson, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
Barry, I don't think we need to go through three, right? We've taken that off. So if I look at the schedule here, then it's really dependent on whether or not we can punch out the – let's do these dates and assume that we're going to pick up the slack and get the webinar materials done one way or the other to match Wilson's progress.
Okay.
Okay. Allows us to complete a targeted schedule.
Right. Yeah. In terms of the webinar, I'm not so much concerned about that, but looking at if we can hit the public comment period on the 29th of May, the 42-day minimum gives us till 10 July, then from there we're going to have to spend at least probably two sessions to review through the comments and update the next version of the draft before we submit it out to and release it out. So that's looking probably like the end of July when we would actually submit the survey for the community to take it.
Perfect. Okay. You know what? That works okay. Barry, I'm thinking what we do to process and, you know, I'll raise this again at the next meeting because we don't have a huge attendance at this one, but I think maybe the way we go with this to process the comments is that we assign each section to somebody to go through the comments and try and do an executive summary by section and then walk through that with the group. That'll make our planning sessions much more, I think, productive.
Right. As part of preparation for that, once the comment period closes, I will be collating all of the comments into a comment review tool. And
okay.
I'll imagine it'll be organized by sections similar to our survey. So if respondent A or comment person A has comments about the first and third section, I'll be breaking it apart so that it's aligned to the section so that we can review all the comments per section. And then from there, it's up to the working group how they want to proceed forward. But we just have to make sure that all comments are adequately considered so that we can wrap that up appropriately.
Well, yeah, that's perfect. So we can use that tool to assign a section and have a lead on each section with the responsibility to examine the comments, pick out ones that are, you know, repetitive or represent showstopper type of concerns, build a bit of an executive summary report, and then take lead on that discussion for that section to the rest of the group. So, say I take the first section, then I'm going to go through all the comments, I'm going to look at them in the tool. I'm going to see that certain comments are repeated, so they're going to go on a high on the priority list for examination by the working group, and so forth. That way, we can have somebody leading us productively to, which issues came up for each section which seems to be the largest points of concern, because we, you know, we're probably, you know, my experience with this stuff is we're going to get a lot of stuff that is kind of nitpicking and is not really, you know, substantial, and then we're going to get other things that, you know, indicate that we should make a response or a change based on. So someone can filter that on each section. We divide and conquer in a reasonable way.
Agreed.
Okay,
so I think I have...
That's an idea right now. I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to dictate anything here. So we have to propose that when we have on the next meeting and we have more people on.
Agreed. I've updated the milestone schedule. So I think where our Slack comes into play is publishing between the final report and releasing the survey results. So we can still hit our 31st October time deadline in terms of wrapping everything up. It just gives us a little less time to get the final report put together. But that is one task that we can work in parallel as we're reviewing through the survey results and releasing them out to the public. In fact, I imagine probably towards the end of July, I'll have a good working draft of the final report, and then we just start to fill in the holes as we traverse down the milestone schedule.
Awesome. That was good. So I can't see the agenda on the screen anymore because I've now totally lost my backhaul line. So I apologize. I just have my cell phone. Barry, I guess we should go to maybe new business at this point.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone have on the call today have anything they want to add to this? Okay. For those of you that are on the call, I propose kind of a way that we might process the comments, the responses we get. The responses we get that are formularized, the survey tool will give us some reports to be able to understand that. But the comments that we get on the actual that will lead us to maybe adjusting or expanding or changing the actual questions, I've suggested a structure on how we process those using the tool that Barry described. If anyone has any other ideas, alternative ways of doing this that they think is more effective, then, you know, feel free to think about them and bring them to the next meeting, and we'll talk those through. Okay. So not hearing any other new business. Barry, I guess, can we run quickly through our action items again, and then we'll wrap up the call and let people go early today.
Okay, great. The first action item is for yourself and for both of us, and we'll get with Don to figure out the content for the webinars and try to have a draft presentation created by the end of this week to keep in line with releasing the survey out to the beta test group. Next action item is basically for Wilson to load the survey into the tool. Hopefully, we'll hit Friday. Then the next action item, which is a carryover, is once the survey's been loaded into the tool, we'll communicate out to the test pool to take the survey. And those are all the open action items for this point until we get closer to submitting the draft to the council.
Okay. Okay, last chance for anyone to raise or add any comments or raise questions. Not hearing anything. I'll thank everyone for attending the call, and sorry about the delay. You know, sometimes when we're volunteering our time, I suppose these things can't be helped. But I think we're back on track here. So thanks, everyone, for their efforts. Thanks, everyone, for coming to the call today. Wilson, I'm really looking forward to see this in the survey tool for the first time. That's pretty exciting. So, again, thank you, everyone, for your efforts, and we'll see you in the next call.